the week.
Right. All right. Let's, for Anthony Weiner, it doesn't make any difference what day in the week it is.
I think we should designate Wednesday as Weiner Day.
Wednesday is Weiner Day. Really?
Just because I like the alliteration with it.
Somebody sent me an email.
Was it an email?
No, it was actually a, it was email. To Doug at DougStephan.com, suggesting he ought to be doing his therapy in private.
Really?
Yeah, what a, duh.
Now I think he could actually do a reality show, excuse me, because I just choked
on it.
What
a joke. It is a joke.
He should be doing a reality therapy show, maybe. Mm. You think?
Do we feel sorry for his wife, Huma? That's a question. Do we ask that question, Kenny? Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, here on the Good Day program Friday. It is the, what are we at, the 26th of July, last week, full week of the month of July. So do we ask people on our Twitter and Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show, ask them whether or not we have some sympathy for Huma. Is it Abedin? Is that how you pronounce your last name?
I think something
Abedin.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know, I felt sorry for her the first time.
Yeah.
But what do they always say? It happens once, shame on you. Happens twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
And, I, you know, I have, at first I had sympathy for her when they did this press conference, but to me it just, it all seems convenient. I, you know, when you're in love with someone, that's, you are devastated when something like this happens.
Mm. But what is there about him? For the average person, when I look at him, I see a disgusting creep.
I know.
He looks
major issues.
He's a narcissist. He's a philanderer. He's a self-centered.
See, and I think that he's a sexual deviant. I think that's what's wrong.
His face looks like he's a deviant.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the then we get into the issue.
It reminds me of our producer, Michael Fortier.
Sexton. nice. Michael.
Sorry, he was mean to me before we went on the air.
Oh, was he? That's how you get back at him. Yes, Michael is at the controls in our studio in Washington. You can control the conversation or influence it. I don't know if control is the right word, but certainly influence it by dialing 888-302-3684 during the course of any of our conversations. The directed verdict here is that this guy is guilty of being a boob.
Yeah.
And why, whether he thinks he's got it calculated or his advisors have it calculated, that if he gets 23-24% of the vote in the primary, then he's in.
I'd like to meet those 23%, by the way. Who are those people?
Younger people who don't
care. They don't care. Yeah. Or maybe they don't even know.
Right.
But I had heard yesterday he dropped 9 points in the poll.
Yeah, he's down, I think that's this woman, Sydney Leathers.
Okay. That name, you're just asking for trouble, aren't you?
Nothing else. She's the one that he was going back and forth with. Now, how old is he? Late 40s, early, how old is this guy?
I would imagine
Weiner?
He's in his late 40s, probably. No.
And what's Miss Leather's story?
I think she's like 23, isn't she?
Yeah, but what was the, are they just Facebook friends?
Online acquaintances.
Had he ever met her in person?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Why are we talking about this? I don't want to fall into that same hole that every other person on
there's
the
just, you know what it is? I don't think we would talk about it so much if his name weren't Anthony Weiner.
Weiner, yeah. All right, the second juror in the Zimmerman trial came forward yesterday, said she thinks that Zimmerman got away with murder. You don't think that's on the top of people's minds today. I was the juror, she said, that was going to give him, going to give them the hung jury. I fought to the end, but as the law was read to me, if you have no proof that he killed him intentionally, you can't say he's guilty.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, anyway.
And that's what gets me about all these people that are so upset about this. It's like the way the law was written.
Mm.
It's not like this jury was a racist jury. You know, it was, sadly.
It did what it was supposed to do.
Right.
That's
right.
What it did. All right. So, the Zimmerman thing, I don't know what else. I mean, how much more about this can you? It's kind of like the Detroit bankruptcy, which came around last Friday. What more can you say? It's just the same overview. All right, so Detroit's bankrupt. It's been poorly run. Hello.
Hey, there's some good news.
Where's the good news? Let's hear it.
Good news is, apparently, if L.A. doesn't turn things around in 2 years, we're going to be the new Detroit.
Hey!
Isn't that cool?
La, 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 la.
Let's just all go bankrupt. Mm. Ah, Bill Schmills.
Hey, there's an idea. Why didn't I think of
that? You know.
All right, couple of transportation items here. Southwest Airlines jet landed on its front, on its nose wheel, which is not the way the planes are
not
supposed to land.
Not the way you should land a plane.
Land on the rear wheels, and then the nose touches down. So apparently the pilot may not have been paying attention. There was no mechanical failure. It was the failure of the captain who this is landing, the plane landing at LaGuardia on Monday. So it looks like, people say, oh, I'm not going to fly Southwest anymore. It ain't got anything to do with Southwest. It has to do with the pilot and what was going on with him. It's the same as the Asiana pilots. All four of them were out to lunch while the plane was landing in San Francisco. These sorts of things happen. And the news media is a culprit here, an unindicted co-conspirator in scaring people. Well, I wouldn't get people who are in the airport who don't know anything about anything except they know how to get onto a plane and sit their butt in a chair. That's all they know. But the people, here's Fred on the scene at the Houston airport. Well, what do you think about this? This is talking to Sarah Fuller, who is from Omaha, and she just saw a video of the plane landing at LaGuardia and has decided she's not going to fly Southwest anymore. What? What are you, crazy? And that's news? You make that up as news?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be like seeing a car accident and being like, I'm not going to drive a car anymore. Just not going to happen.
You too, huh?
Actually, I wouldn't mind ever having to drive a car. I'd like a driver, please.
I love to drive.
I do too. But you know what? There's something really nice and relaxing about being driven somewhere. Because for me, it's like the minute I'm not driving, but I'm a passenger, I'm out like a light.
There's some chilling video taken seconds before that train in Spain came off the track.
Mainly on the plane.
Yeah, right. It went outside the, it was way beyond going too fast on a curve. And so, however that happens, I often wonder, when I take the Acela fast train from Boston to New York, going around some of the curves, the train's doing 160 miles an hour.
Yes, it is.
And I think sometimes I don't want to look out the window.
Sometimes you don't. I've been on that train. It's hauling it. You're right.
Yeah, it is hauling it. 14 after the hour. Doug Steffen and a good day program. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you use the
Drool, Dougie.
Or the trays, really?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Now things get messy. Gross. That happens. All right. Maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth, or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on them. And that's why I suggest you use Power Swabs. Power Swabs is a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. So I suggest in the next 5 minutes you pick up the phone and call 800-865-7602. Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on all of your teeth. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with your summer tan? If you're in the Northeast, you're losing it quickly because we've had several days of rain here. But the sun will come back tomorrow, and you'll want to have white teeth for that.
That's your bottom dollar.
800-865-7602. Call now and get free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen, free shipping on whatever you order. White teeth in 5 minutes a day. On average, your teeth are 2 shades whiter in 5 days and 6 shades in 7 days. It's clinically proven to work. It's developed by dentist Dr. Martin Ginniger. Whitens your teeth, no sensitivity. It's really cool and works on all your teeth, caps, crowns, veneers. Call 800-865-7602. If you've been thinking about doing it, now is the time. This is a great way to whiten up your teeth and give yourself that white, nice smile that you've wanted. 800-865-7602. Power Swabs.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, it's Bobby, fourth grade. Big announcement. This year, uniforms won't be some uniform. Because old navy polos in tons of colors are only $5. And pants, including skinnies, just 10. So, Jess, you can be marching band Jess and Cuff skinnies. Or Jess, math and purple polo genius. Or Jess, my girlfriend. Bobby, get mom approved polos for $5. Pants, including skinnies, just 10. Let's go to old navy. Bobby, or at math class.
Valid 725 through 830, select styles only.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Hello. The Doug Good Day program. All right, so here's the story behind the story. Yesterday, I believe, Jennifer, mm-hmm. we were talking about George Zimmerman getting a gun.
Right. Someone wanted to get one for him. Right.
Well, now we know who it is. Mark Walters, who is host of the Florida-based talk program Armed American Radio.
Mm.
Has offered
good
to give
publicity for him.
No, you think that's why he did that?
Maybe.
Come on. He's offered to give George Zimmerman a new handgun from his personal gun collection, free of charge.
It's very nice of him.
Yeah, saying that to do. He's worried about Zimmerman having death threats, so he needs a gun to protect himself.
Yeah, because all Zimmerman needs to do is shoot another person.
Right, yep. So he's invited him to come to his home to find a fire. He said, this guy, Walter, says, he's welcome to select and keep a handgun from my personal collection as a gift. So, those of you who listen to that program will be happy to know that'll be the main subject of their conversation probably on this show, which is a weekend talk show. And I'm glad to know that he's thinking, having a mind. This is stuff that is, again, the root of craziness.
the root of publicity house.
Ah, my God. All right, so here's the 2020 sports quiz. You ready?
I love sports.
Ready.
Yes.
Ready. Everybody's ready?
Ready.
Identify
ready.
The player this week that was suspended for drug use.
I got it.
888-302-3684. The name, please, of this player, well-known player. There are about, what, a dozen or so of these people involved in this investigation, Kenny, now?
I think it's between 20 and 30.
It's more than, really, 20 and 30. But this is probably the most notable of the players, would you agree?
The most notable that anything has happened to.
Yes,
he
right.
won a big award.
Right, okay. 888-302-DOUG, who's the player?
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Sears.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Baseball quiz, I suppose sports quiz, 2020 sports quiz, asks about the about the player who has been suspended, first person of many to be announced as suspended from baseball. Who is that player? 888-302-3684 for the swell prize. Meanwhile,
oh my God!
What?
Excuse me.
What was that?
Go back. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Did you fall off the chair or something? Meanwhile, the late night comedians had some fun with a number of things.
Okay, I'm back.
As they usually do, including Conan starting off with a couple of sports stories.
What's going on? It's been reported that LeBron James will no longer play Olympic basketball for the United States. LeBron said he won't play for any country that has less money than he does. Simple. NFL's in the news. The NFL wants to test its players for human growth hormone, but the players are opposed. Yeah. Players say there's a time and place for blood tests, and that's at our murder trials.
Here's some happy news. The Vatican has announced that the late Pope John Paul II will become a saint after they approve one of his miracles where he cured a woman of severe brain injury, which is pretty impressive. Not as impressive as the miracle of Anthony Weiner still being married, but that's impressive. But impressive. Yeah, that's impressive. And Pope Francis is in Rio for Youth Week. Today he was greeted by over 1 million Brazilians on Copacabana Beach for the annual Blessing of the Fongs. That was quite a thing. No, this is interesting. In his speech earlier this week in Latin America, the Pope told the people to give up the false idols of success and money. That's the same thing NBC just told me.
I don't know how I feel about this now that I am a dad, but Taco Bell just announced that it will discontinue its line of kids meals because of low sales.
Oh.
Yeah. You know your food's bad when even little kids are like, I'm not putting that in my mouth.
What?
Don't eat anything. A new study found that kids have a better relationships with their parents if they're friends with them on Facebook. Which is good, because if you're a kid who's friends with your parents on Facebook, chances are you're not really friends with anyone else.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, there's a Jimmy Fallon, Jay Leno. What's bad with Leno's voice? He's been bad.
I know. He's been sick all week, I think.
Is
yeah.
That what it is? Yeah. All right. So continuing with our question about who has been suspended from baseball, we get the answer to that. It's the 2020 sports quiz, so we'll get the answer before 20, before the next hour. Meanwhile, from The View yesterday, the ladies talked about the family who was saved in that car accident by George Zimmerman, but they don't want to come forward.
George Zimmerman recently saved a family who was in a car accident, and they wanted to thank him, I guess, in a public appearance, but they felt that they would anything associated with him might be a little dangerous for, and so they won't thank him, I guess, publicly.
What exactly did he do to save, help these people? Do you know?
I don't know.
He pulled them out.
Pulled them out?
Yeah, I don't know if he pulled them out. I'm not sure now, but
he was strong enough to pull them out, but he couldn't pull Trayvon off of him? That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I don't.
But he definitely got some sort of complex where he's trying to act like a superhero, like he's got a big Z on his chest and he's swooping in and saving people. And it's a weird thing.
I mean, I can understand the intention
of
the mentality, because that's where he was at when he was following Trayvon.
Exactly.
I guess I'm going to save this neighborhood from
that impulsivity. But I think I can understand the intention of the people, especially if somebody saved your life. You want to thank them publicly.
Yeah.
This is probably another. It's probably another incident, almost like with the Paula Deen, who people were coming out in support and they were getting lambasted. Maybe call him privately and say thank you, because it is so much heat around this man.
But they've already thanked him by saying that they're not going to thank him by coming out with a story anyway.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3:00 in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over 1 million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. What do you think about Justice Scalia's argument against the Voting Rights Act that it's a form of, quote, perpetual racial entitlement, close quote, to force several southern states to stop discriminating against minority voters?
It's hard to know what to think of Scalia. There's something wrong with the man. Racial entitlement? Yes, racial entitlement was exactly what was trying to be enforced, being enforced in the South by white people. As Justice Ginsburg said in her dissent when she talked about, Killamichael, Mississippi.
But, Scalia and Roberts were right on this. All Roberts was saying was that you can still do the Voting Rights Act, but in 2006, you can't use the literacy levels and voting levels of 1965 to say that these same states have to do it. That there's still racism in America, but you've got to update your guidelines on where to actually apply the voting rights.
Well, I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
About 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen / Dudley Steffen Good Day program. I don't have to keep explaining that, do I? I just decided I'm going to use my real name.
Have you? Is that going to be your thing?
Yeah, I think. One of my things. I have lots of things, as it were.
Any particular reason or just a change in the
I
way?
I just kind of want to acknowledge who I really am.
Aw, well, isn't that nice?
That's my name. And so I've run away from it my whole life because it was the source of much consternation when I was a kid, the Dudley Do-Right jokes and, that the sort of thing that was put off in both junior high school and high school. Not to just kind of all changed easily when I was in college, because when you go to school, I think when you go to a school where you're really responsible for yourself and you get around people you're sort of free for the first time in your life and you meet mm-hmm. friends who are really your friends. And then in terms of college reality, people always want to have, at least in my experience, nicknames
right.
for people. They don't want to call them by their real name. They want to come up, like I had nicknames for a few of the girls that I dated when I was in. And
Top lips, those kind of things, right?
No, but...
wasn't the masters or hot
you,
lips?
If I tell you what the names are, that'll probably give away what the
you.
Nicknames
don't,
are.
Don't even right. worry. You don't have to no. tell me. It's all right.
So anyway...
there'd be some intrigue and mystery between us.
Dudley became Dud, and yes. Dud became Doug, and that's sort of how Doug developed on the radio station in at Heidelberg in Tiffin. So... from there, it was Doug somebody or other. I used Doug Williams first. My middle name is Williams, so I used that because I didn't want people to know who I was. Hard to mistake that New England accent, though, when I first got started.
Yes.
Whew, especially in the Midwest. Things to discuss today. The Spanish crash. Investigators say the operator of the train was not paying attention. The speed regulation system was not working, and the disaster killed 80 people as a result of that. Something a lot of people have been talking about through much of the week, in fact. The former leader of Egypt, Mr. Morsi, detained on charges of collaborating with Hamas. Hamas is the Palestinian bad guy operation, right? We all know what's going on over there. You know, these people are all trying to get control. It's just an amazing... These people, under the guise of being of throwing off the shackles of the bad guys, are making millions and millions and millions of dollars. At any rate, the Pope has been traveling this week in Rio de Janeiro.
People love this guy.
Francis says he was elected on a mandate to reform the church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's telling people to do. You guys go in and fix your churches, which I think is absolutely appropriate. And everybody here think that that's a great idea?
I think it's awesome. Yeah. And it's amazing to see how people react to him. And I think it's different than any of the popes that, you know, the last two that I know of anyway.
Yeah. In Cleveland, another hearing set for Ariel Castro, that slime wad who kidnapped, it was three women, right? For years and years and years, beating them, raping them. And they're trying to, his lawyers trying to put together a plea deal to just avoid the death penalty for this guy. Whether, does he deserve the death penalty? I don't know, how do you measure that? He deserves to be locked up and the key thrown away for sure. Let's see here. The Justice Department has launched a voting rights challenge. White House promised legal action in Texas, in states where they passed stricter laws so that you'd actually have to identify yourself when you went in to vote. And so now these guys are going to alienate and annoy more people by saying, yeah, we've got to look at these laws and we've got to make sure that people can vote. What? You don't know who you're giving a ballot to. They can't prove who they are. You're not even asking them to prove who they are. Who? What straight-thinking, right-thinking American thinks that's okay? Anybody here?
No. I do. What? Yeah. The way you set that up. No,
thank
I don't.
You. All right. So let's see. I don't know. Enough of. We got all the other stuff. Wiener and Zimmerman. Sounds like a law firm, doesn't it?
It does. The offices of Wiener and Zimmerman.
21 minutes.
Carlos Danger.
Before the hour, there's some farm news I'm going to get to in a minute or two. But before we get to that, our 2020 sports quiz question asks you to identify the player this week that was suspended because of, what is the actual charge, Kenny? Alleged drug use, steroid use, illegal substance
enhancement.
Use.
Enhancement.
Well, there's no alleged. He admitted it.
Yeah, he came out and said, yep, caught me.
So he gets, well, let's find out who he is first, and then we'll talk about what he gets. Here's Pam in New Auburn, Wisconsin. Hi, Pam. Welcome to Good Day. How are you, ma'am?
Hi, Doug. I'm fine. Thanks.
That's good. All right, so what player are we talking about?
Ryan Braun.
Yes. And what do you
good
think?
Good job.
He was the MVP this year, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, and we're all a little let down, I think, up here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Quiet, loved him.
2011 was when he was most valuable player. Do you think he ought to give back the trophy for being the most valuable player that year?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
You're right. You know, it was interesting. Chip Shoemaker, who's a Dodger, went online and wrote something yesterday about how he was so disappointed because I guess Braun was his kid's favorite baseball player.
Yes.
And so he had all this memorabilia up, and so Shoemaker made him take all the stuff down. So I'm wondering, as a parent, do you still allow your child to idolize someone who has used enhancement drugs, or... Is it just, you know, do
you
make
conversation with your children? Yeah.
Do you talk about it?
Yeah, I just think it's wrong. He's let a lot of people down, and no, he's not a hero anymore.
No.
That's a sad thing.
Do you think that children need, why is it that children need, or all any or all of us, need heroes? I was just thinking about who my heroes were when I was a kid. Pam, maybe you think about who was your hero or were your heroes, Pam, when you were a kid?
Who is my heroes? I guess I don't know. But I think everybody does need someone to look up to and aspire to be, I guess.
Yeah. A lot of times people will tell you it's their parents or some of their family or a teacher or something like that.
Grandparents,
Right. Yep.
Uh-oh.
All right. Pam, you did a wonderful job, and you're a good conversationalist, so you'll be well rewarded with a swell Doug Steffen prize. All right, hold on just a second. Appreciate the call. 888-302-3684. Ryan Braun suspended, and maybe Alex Rodriguez is next. That's what the speculation is, I guess, Kenny, right?
Yeah, that's what the rumors are, that they're going after A-Rod next.
I still think that baseball has something that other sports do not. I was looking back to this date, 1948, Babe Ruth, seen by the public for the last time as he attended the premiere of the motion picture, The Babe Ruth Story. Mm-hmm. I think at that time he was 54 and he was dying of, did he have lung cancer? Something like that, it seems to me, if I remember that correctly. But there's a guy that people really looked up to. Also on this date in baseball history, home runs in triplicate, Johnny Bench of the Cincinnati Reds belted three home runs against St. Louis, and Orlando Cepeda of the Braves hit three homers in a game with the Cubs, both on the same day. Who would have thunk it? This date, 1970, in baseball history. It's kind of a cool thing to think about. The defense gets the chance today to sum up its case in the court-martial of Bradley Manning. How many people have been talking about this or even remember this trial was going on this week?
Mm-hmm. I heard a little bit about it yesterday.
What did you hear?
Oh, I just heard that the trial was going on. They just did a maybe 10-second blurb on the news yesterday.
He was the fellow who sent those documents to WikiLeaks. His attorney giving closing arguments. This has been a trial that's been going on for 2 months at Fort Meade Army Base outside of Baltimore. And then the case goes to the judge for deliberation. She said that she could rule in the next several days. So what do we think now with the continuing saga, Mr. Snowden? And think about this fellow. There were 700,000 battlefield reports that were part of what was leaked. I wonder how they even, technologically, how do you leak all this stuff in the world? Let's think about that with Snowden. I mean, there's thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of documents. Where does this stuff go? Who gets it? Who reads it? Who looks at it?
This is the one.
I mean, really and truly, who does that?
Well, Glenn Greenwald is going to turn it into a book.
Right. Yeah, Greenwald, the reporter that did the Snowden thing, he's got his advance, and the book will come out next March. And he says, what do you say, Kenny? There is more to come, more revelations.
Right.
I'm sure there are, and they'll be continuing. But do you think all that information goes around in one of those confidential do not read files? Do you think that some people know where to find all
your
the
eyes
stuff?
Only?
I know. I mean, no one, and that means you should look into this file, please.
The story of West Virginia poultry farmer Lois Ault next here on Good Day.
Tick-borne illnesses are found throughout the United States. Though Lyme disease, which is transmitted by black-legged ticks, is the most pervasive and publicly discussed, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lists a wide range of diseases spread by ticks. With tens of thousands of people impacted each year by such illnesses, the National Pest Management Association advises summer enthusiasts about the danger of disease transmission from ticks. The NPMA also encourages you to take proper precautions to protect against exposure. According to Dr. Jorge Parada, medical advisor for the NPMA, tick-borne illnesses are becoming more common. Lyme disease was once considered exclusively an East Coast issue, but has now been reported in every state except Hawaii. Many tick-borne illnesses have symptoms such as fever, chills, and head and muscle aches. Others, like Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and tularemia, can present with rashes. To learn which ticks are common in your area, visit www.pestworld.org.
Hey, it's Bobby. Fourth grade. Big announcement. This year, uniforms won't be some uniform, because Old Navy polos in tons of colors are only $5, and pants including skinnies just 10. So, Jess, you can be marching band Jess and Cup skinny, or Jess math and purple polo genius, or Jess my girlfriend. Bobby, get mom-approved polos for $5. Pants including skinnies just 10. Let's go to Old Navy. Bobby, after math class.
Valid 7/25 to 8/30, select styles only.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Start the weekend saving with Young Men's Levi's 514 jeans for just $39.99. Get 45 to 55% on great juniors brands, 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh Bagosh playwear, and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's expects great things.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
All right, those of you who follow the plight of your favorite chickens and the farms they come from, this is actually general interest stuff. This is not just for the agricultural community, of which I am a part.
It's for all chicken lovers,
this
right?
This is for all chicken lovers everywhere. And it shows how the government is out of control, basically. The story of Lois Ault, who did not chicken out, get it, when the EPA threatened her with fines of $40,000 a day. This is a small family farm. Federal regulators backed off of the suggestion that they would fine her $40,000 a day. But because of the way they handled this situation, I'm going to explain this, she's taking them to federal court. And the case could end up benefiting a lot of small farmers. This lady owns a poultry farm in West Virginia. She was hit with the fines after the EPA claimed that her chickens were producing high levels of nitrogen. Hello, that's what chickens do. That's why their manure is as valuable. I use a lot of chicken manure on my farm instead of using chemicals. She said, however, the waste was, the Fed said the waste was fouling up the local waterways.
Get it?
Yeah, fouling. So she went back, she filed a federal lawsuit. The EPA, as a result of that, dropped fines and said that they'd work with her. The judges kept the case on the docket. The lawyers argue that the EPA is wrong to deny small operations like hers the Clean Water Act's statutory exemption for agricultural water. In other words, the EPA just says, we don't care about what the rules and the regulations are. This is the way we're going to do it. And they're such bullies and bastards that they get away with it. A lot of times the farmers aren't either smart enough or aware enough or have enough gumption. They just give in and say, oh, well, and then they go out of business. So that's the government of the United States of America. Your government is at war with the people who provide you with food. You can argue all day long about whether chicken's good for you or all of that other stuff. That's not the point. The point is that through this lawsuit, which you all ought to know about, the pollution battle, the EPA cooked its books. For example, they said that her farm was producing 1.5 million tons of manure a year, when in fact the records clearly showed that she was producing about 200,000 tons of manure. So not 1.5 million tons, but about one-sixth of that. And there are exaggerations all through this that I can get into, but they're probably boring. What really is the fact here is that the EPA is chasing a lot of farmers around all over the country. Those of you who are listening who are farmers, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And they're overestimating the environmental effect of the runoff from the feedlots and the small farms like this. And they're chasing them out of business because they don't have the money. They don't give in. This woman stood up to them and said, screw you guys. I'm not doing this. And I'm going to not only not pay the fines, I'm going to go public. And then I'm going to get a lawyer. And we're going to go for you. And then your tax dollars are being spent to protect the EPA from doing what they do worst. and that is protect the environment. There's such a bunch of zealots there that they chase these people around and think they can bully the little guys. When's the last time you think they chased around ADM or any of the big agribusinesses? I don't think so.
Not going to happen.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Past the hour now, Tech Talk time, the daily part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Some people find inspiring, stimulating, compelling, engaging, uplifting, whatever. This is news about technology. Shelley Palmer is our daily reporter, and when he joins us in a few moments here, he's going to talk about how New York City is bringing Wi-Fi hotspots to a lot of parks around the city. It'd be nice during the good weather months to be able to use Wi-Fi in a park. Who would have thought of that? I wonder if it's being done anywhere else. Is it done anywhere in Los Angeles, Jennifer?
Not that I know of.
Wi-Fi in parks? Sounds like a challenge.
Maybe.
In fact.
Yeah.
Kenny in San Diego, any parks with Wi-Fi?
Not that I know of.
No. All right. So we get to the bottom of that, plus some other important information, all included here in the next few minutes on Good Day.
75 years ago, the ballpoint pen was introduced. That happens to be around the same time that Geico started saving people money on their car insurance. All of a sudden, people had more money in their checkbooks to buy all kinds of things to make their lives better. And with all that extra money in their checkbooks, thank goodness they now had a ballpoint pen to sign all those checks.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, New York City will soon be more connected than ever before. Mayor Bloomberg is continuing to bring internet connectivity to every part of the city, with his eye currently set on public parks. Last week, the city of New York announced it's teaming up with Cablevision and Time Warner to bring Wi-Fi hotspots to 32 parks across the five boroughs. Cablevision and Time Warner subscribers get the most out of this deal. They'll get unlimited free access to these hotspots whenever they'd like. If you're not a customer of one of those companies, you're they're not left in the dark. Non-subscribers will still get 30 minutes of connectivity free every 30 days, or if you've used up your monthly allotment, you can get access to the hotspots for 99 cents a day. Wondering whether your favorite park is now equipped with Wi-Fi? A complete list of Wi-Fi enabled parks can be found at nyc.gov, with even more locations expected to receive Wi-Fi in the near future. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
What a great family vacation. And we save so much money with Hotels.com on our amazing hotels.
Shh! Don't say that in front of the vendors. If they know that we have extra money, it will be a feeding frenzy.
Hot dogs, popcorn.
How about some cotton candy? It's okay.
Oh,
it makes you any color you want.
Commemorative lunchboxes.
You need three.
The Hotels.com summer sale. On now through August 12th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 40%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This portion of the Good Day program brought to you by Grainger, with over a million products. If they don't have it, probably doesn't exist. You can call Grainger, you can click on Grainger.com, or you can stop by one of their branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Get it? Got it? That's kind of good. American homes are filled with potentially hidden hazards, especially when it comes to young children. Yeah. Laura DeAngelis is here to tell us how parents everywhere can make safety a priority with basic precautions to ensure your children's protection.
According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, corded window coverings are among the top five hidden hazards in American homes. The loose cords and loops created by common window blinds can pose a strangulation risk for infants and young children. Kids will often climb furniture and other raised surfaces to gain access to window coverings. Inez Tenenbaum is chairman of the CPSC.
Window blind strangulations are preventable. Make sure all window shades, blinds, and draperies in your homes do not have cords that are within the reach of children. The bottom line is that young children and cords are a dangerous and sometimes deadly combination.
The Window Covering Safety Council is urging parents and caregivers to replace any corded window covering with the safer options available today, or retrofit them using a retrofit kit available from the Window Covering Safety Council. To learn more about window cord safety or to order a free retrofit kit, visit www.windowcoverings.org or call 1-800-506-4636.
Hello. Go. Michael said, go.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.